Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Yeah, here we are, Thursday. Good morning. It's going to be another awesome day. Chilly, crisp, but beautiful fall day. I love it. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:07. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So I was looking through some of this information here. Mitch McConnell's been, you know, in opposition to the tariffs and not supportive of Trump in that way at all. And Kentucky Senate Republican candidate Nate Morris voiced his support for President Donald Trump's tariff policies. Now, Mitch McConnell on Tuesday issued a statement attacking President Trump's tariffs. I'm going to share this with you, and then I'm going to ask you why. Protectionists in Washington insist that the past several months have vindicated the policy of indiscriminate trade war against both close allies and strategic adversaries. But Kentuckians are especially well equipped to sort the bluster from the truth. Okay? New trade barriers imposed this year have made it harder to sustain the supply chains that let thousands of Kentuckians build cars and appliances in the Commonwealth. Retaliatory tariffs on American products have turned agricultural income upside down for many of Kentucky's nearly 70,000 family farms. Bourbon has been caught the crossfire from day one, and the consumers are paying higher prices across the board as the true cost of trade barriers fall inevitably on them. First of all, that last part is not true. In fact, they did a study that consumers are not paying these price differences. So he's just making that up. Bourbon has been caught in the crossfire from day one. I think it's Canada who has been kind of the toughest as far as that goes, and not even stocking their shelves with, you know, American made liquor. So he's got a little something there. But isn't it interesting that we forget who Mitch McConnell is? You think he's this Mitch McConnell, or just a good old Kentucky boy? Let me tell you, a little Kentucky bourbon's good for you. You know, old Mitch McConnell. Yeah. You have to mention his wife, Elaine Chao.
We never think of her, do we?
an American businesswoman and former government official who served as United States Secretary of Labor in the administration of George W. Bush and Secretary of Transportation in the first administration of Donald Trump. A member of the Republican Party, Chow was the first Asian-American woman to serve in a presidential cabinet. She resigned as transportation secretary after the January 6th Capitol attack. So that can kind of tell you where there's an alignment. McConnell represents, in my opinion, the stodgy, old, entrenched Republicans who like the status quo because they're going to make money no matter what. Why is he so opposed to tariffs? Could it have anything to do with the fact that his, you know, wife's family is a wealthy shipbuilding family in China?
Well,
could it have anything to do with that at all?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Coincidence?
Yeah, I think not.
Well, maybe not.
So, again, she quits right after the January 6th thing, which anybody who knew anything, look, I'm sitting here in North Central Florida telling you that the FBI and possibly the CIA was heavily involved in fomenting violent acts on January 6th. I told you that then. And it turns out that's true. Now, the mainstream media, of course, will not talk about it. But the last I heard, that there was possibly over 200 FBI agents involved that day, which that's one of the reasons why you've got Comey in trouble lying to Congress.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, that was part of the problem. And so here you have this wife. And look, it doesn't mean that Mitch McConnell is a bad guy per se.
Right.
But when you put all the information together, he doesn't go along with Trump or what Trump represents. And it's those kinds of Republicans that, you know, it's time to get rid of them. It's time to, and I thought he was, isn't he stepping down? I know he stepped down. He gave up the leadership right. position, but.
He can only do it for so long. I mean, seriously.
So, again, and entrenchment. That's exactly what we're seeing here. And I believe that somebody like Mitch McConnell is, you know, a bigger part of the swamp and the need to drain it than I think, you know, that he's given credit for.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. He's an excellent politician. He can drum up support and he can get people to support him and he can get people to vote in certain ways.
Sure.
So from that perspective, he is very, very good at that. But in today's world, we're not looking necessarily for these people that are very good at being a politician.
Mm-hmm.
We want people that truly are looking out for the American people. And they're harder and harder to find. But I believe, and a lot of other people agree, that President Trump is one of those people. And so if there is a rift between him and McConnell, I'm going to take Trump's side every time. McConnell was one of the five Senate Republicans to vote to end Trump's tariffs on Brazil. Now, this guy Morris, who's running, is a staunch supporter of Trump's America First platform, responded to McConnell's criticism saying, "If at this point you don't understand that President Trump is fighting for the best interests of the American worker and swampy career politicians like Mitch McConnell are not, I really don't know what to tell you." And he went on. He said, "President Trump's trade policy and tariffs, which I enthusiastically support, have already proven to be a complete success. They're bringing in revenue. They're bringing bad actors like Communist China to heel. They're protecting American jobs and raising wages for American workers. Why anyone who is sent to Washington to represent the American people would oppose President Trump's agenda is beyond me. We've been getting ripped off for decades because globalists in both parties, from Barack Obama to Mitch McConnell, refuse to put America first. It's time we draw a line in the sand. You either stand with the globalists or you put America and its workers first." I love how he just presented that.
That's awesome.
Think he is spot on. He said, "My opponent, Andy Barr, has made it clear he would vote just like Mitch McConnell in opposing the president's agenda. President Trump deserves a senator from Kentucky, a state he won by 30 points, who supports his economic policy to protect the wages of American workers and fight for America's working class. Really well said.
Oh, yeah.
Said he stands for Trump 100%.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, who suffers the most economically from these tough and stringent tariffs? You know it's China. And I don't think Mitch McConnell is being honest because of it, because of his family ties.
Right.
8:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Pump it up. It's Thursday. Come on. We're almost there. Finally, what we consider real fall weather, experiencing it today and probably throughout the weekend. I like it. Clear skies, cooler temperatures, nice and crisp. Enjoy, enjoy, my friends. It is 8:20, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Governor DeSantis announced that the Florida Civics and Debate Initiative will rename its statewide championship scholarship the Charlie Kirk Prize. in honor of the late Turning Point USA founder's zealous advocacy for civic dialogue and freedom of speech. With Florida being recognized as number one for high school civics and debate. Yep. So that's awesome. This is competition. The winner of the Charlie Kirk Prize will receive a $50,000 scholarship, a runner-up $25,000, semifinalist $15,000, quarterfinalist $10,000. We expect more than 600 students in the competition and look forward to awarding the newly named Kirk Prize to the winner. So
I like that.
Governor DeSantis, yep. And it was last night that late Charlie Kirk, his wife was on stage last night. Ole Miss packed the whole stadium.
That's cool.
I mean, packed the whole stadium. I mean, it was a big crowd. And Vice President J.D. Vance was there, really in the role, kind of filling in, if you will, for Charlie Kirk and doing, you know, the Q&A thing and stuff like that. And, I like J.D. Vance. He just comes from a wonderful and interesting background. I mean, it's easy to kind of get a, you know, look-see into his life because he made a movie about it, Hillbilly Effigy. And if you ever want, check it out, because it's a good movie in its own right. But then knowing that, you know, the focus of the movie ends up being the vice president is, it just makes it an even better story. And he served his nation in the Marines and, you know, put himself through school. Mm-hmm. Ended up, where'd he go? I think he went to Ohio State, then he went to Harvard. Smart guy. And he did a great job last night. I didn't get to see a whole lot of it, but what I did see, I thought he was right on. Oh, what's Don Lemon up to? You know, the former CNN anchor?
Oh, you mean the poor people call him Don Lemon?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Don Lemon... I got that from Tucker, course, and then it stuck.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, you have to say something to stay relevant, I guess. You have to keep your name out there. Because, look, he had a prime gig at CNN, and he kind of messed that up. So now he's got to, you know, say things to get in the news.
Hmm.
And so you know what he said?
What's that?
Do you know who Megyn Kelly is? Megyn Kelly was a longtime host of Fox News. And I'm not trying to be, a pig or anything. She's extremely attractive.
Right.
And I don't know anybody who would disagree with that if they're being honest. She just happens to be an extremely attractive woman. I think she's extremely bright woman as well. But here's the point. Here's why saying that she's attractive makes a difference. He actually said that Megyn Kelly is looking trans.
What?
Yeah, that's what Don Lemon said. She's looking trans.
Wow. Okay.
If trans look that good, who knows what the world would be like. Anyway.
Wow.
Co-host on the Clip Farmers broadcast, we're discussing if Kelly looks chopped, another way of saying unattractive. Lemon said he did not understand what the term meant, and his co-host said not hot. She's chopped, Lemon said. I don't know. The whole MAGA look, he continued, it's too much. I think she looks trans, Lemon said of Kelly, adding she looks clockable. What does clockable mean?
I don't know that I want to know, or we should even say it. I don't know. I have no idea.
She looks trans, and she looks chopped. She's unattractive.
Wow.
I get it.
Well, to him, I mean...
Well, you hate what she stands for and what she says.
Exactly.
And she is very outspoken. She is conservative. And she's got a long track record of that, and very successful.
Uh-huh.
Track record. And but I mean, come on. Really?
But aren't these the people that don't like labels and body shaming, image shaming, lifestyle shaming? I mean, I think there's a little hypocrisy going on here, especially considering his lifestyle.
By the way, the term clockable is used to describe a transgender individual who is not necessarily passing as their chosen gender in appearance, remaining recognizable to people as their biological sex. In other words, onlookers can tell they are, in fact, transgender. You know, one of the things they used to say, you know, look at the Adam's apple.
Yeah. Well, don't you think that probably 90% of the time we can tell? I mean, anyway, seriously. They think that nobody knows, but it's like, dude or dudette, look in the mirror. We all know.
I mean, if you're actually, like, paying attention and really looking at someone, yes. I think I have to agree about 90%. Although, we're only guessing.
It's true.
We don't know how many actually have passed, but yeah, if you're clearly in the light of day, and it's not just always how they look. Sometimes there's some mannerisms that that can give it away. But I you know, here's my thing. I don't care. I'm going to treat you, you know, as a fellow human being, unless you give me a reason not to.
As long as you're not being militant.
Yeah, that's becoming really fatiguing.
It is.
And the portrayal of people, and I know it's a big tent, this LGBTQ thing, which these people really don't have anything in common. It's a whole odd thing anyway. But, they're portrayed, like in movies, television, and whatever, in society as, you know, just these nice people that could be your brother, your cousin, your whatever. And I understand that. You know, my family, extended family, is very large, and I had a cousin that was gay, and he was beaten to the point he had permanent brain damage. So, you know, look, I've seen it from all different perspectives. But, you know, they're shown one way, but how they actually behave in real life, and I know a few aren't representative maybe of all, but there tends to be this militancy. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed, like, in commentary, when somebody does something bad or tawdry or sexually related, I see comments like, yep, and wouldn't you know it, it's a heterosexual white male.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I thought we weren't supposed to be judgy
And it's usually like, what does that have to do with anything? It's
exactly.
Like, well, I've got a chip on my shoulder. I've got a grudge kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Trump coming back from a very successful trip. We'll talk about that and more coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah! It's Thursday. The noises will get louder and come more often on Friday. Just a little warning.
Huh.
Yeah.
What do they call that?
Tourette's?
Yeah.
Maybe. 8:35 on the Bob Rose Show. I mean, what don't I have wrong with me? That's a little bit easier.
The list is getting longer lately, dude.
Yeah, look.
You're out of warranty.
But look at it this way. I took this defective personality and turned it into a good living.
Wow.
So, you got to give me credit for that, Greg.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
That's overachieving right there.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Jim. I could save this for Smile, but I'm not. My friend Jim out in Keystone, his lovely wife Rita. These are some, good people. He had me come by the house. He said, I got something for you. Wouldn't tell me what it was. And he's given me some nice things before. Well, he gave me some deer meat, too, recently. But he gave me deer whistles that you put on your car. Yeah. And he gave me several of them. He said, put one on Spike. That's my nickname for my Harley. And I thought, I'm like, yeah. Now, he had a couple of good anecdotal stories about how effective those were. And I don't know if, how do you do a science on that? How do you really do a thing on that? But I don't know. He seemed to really think that they would work. He gave them to me. All you got to do is stick them, in the grill or whatever. And we'll see. I mean, I've been very fortunate up until recently when I hit a deer. But, I'll tell you how that goes. Greg, are you familiar with the deer whistle on a vehicle?
I am, and
you're not a believer, are you? I can tell.
I think if they can't hear your Harley coming down the road, I don't know that little whistling is going to make any difference.
Well, apparently, I think the idea behind it is the frequency causes them to kind of stop.
I get it.
And that way, if they stop, no matter where they are, you can avoid them.
Yeah.
It's when they're running, they're the most dangerous, especially across the road.
Well, it's like a friend of mine years ago hit a deer, and after that happened and messed up his car, he got a couple of those and put on, and time goes by. And I said, and we were talking about it one day, he goes, oh, they work. I'm like, they do? Yeah. He goes, I haven't hit a deer since. I thought, well, you hadn't hit a deer for the 15 years before you were hit the deer either. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just me. But I've got a real cynical side on stuff like that. Plug this into your house and it runs all the bugs and the mice away. It's like, no, it doesn't.
Well, he used to drive quite a bit for a living. He was a salesman. And all up in through Georgia and all that up in the mountains. And he has a story from up there where a company was, they were ruining company vehicles because he kept hitting deer.
Okay.
And they put the deer whistles on and had relatively few, if at all. And he has the same story for FHP patrol.
Okay.
That same thing with the guys. They're like, yeah, man, we've got our cars in the body shop more than they're on the road because we're hitting these deer.
Right.
And so based on those two stories and the fact that he has three vehicles and he used to put a lot of miles on and he believed in it.
Or maybe the deer just went back and said, hey, everybody, be careful. There's cars and trucks out there. Look both ways before you cross. They got the sign up, deer crossing, so pay attention.
I think it's all of a sudden you get this frequency in your ear, and you're like, ah, And it just makes you stand still for a couple of minutes.
Oh, dear. It could be. It could be.
Okay.
It's just my personality.
All right. Well, it's funny. Betsy laid my. You can put those on now. It's like the sun was going down. We were late for dinner. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it right now.
Yeah.
And I was like on my way to work. I'm extra vigilant. Because can you imagine if
today
I hit one,
the day,
my friend
beer.
Jim would be like, I just gave you. But I'll put them on today. I promise. All right. Hey, Elon Musk, whose occasional pronouncements on British politics have proven a track record of moving the dial on the domestic conversation. In other words, people listen to what he has to say. Well, listen to this. Recently, he talked civil war in response to the violent slaying of a man out walking his dog in London, allegedly by an Afghan migrant. A civil war in the United Kingdom already began, he says, quietly several years ago, but only the other side was fighting, Elon Musk said on Wednesday, having earlier proclaimed civil war in Britain is inevitable. Along with a metaphor comparing native Britons to the peaceful hobbits of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, the strident remarks came in response to the alleged murder of a local man in West London on Monday. 22-year-old Afghan migrant male was arrested on suspicion of murder and attempted murder over the triple stabbing. It was later reported that the individual was illegally smuggled into the country. Footage of the frenzied attack in which a dog walker was thrown to the ground and repeatedly stabbed quickly spread on social media. But after London police made implied threats against those sharing the footage online, many instances were deleted, apparently prompting Mr. Musk to post it himself on Wednesday morning. The Civil War comments are particularly worthy of note, given the clear influence he's exerted over British politics in recent memory. His relentless posts about the long-hidden child rape grooming gangs that have plagued many English cities for decades earlier this year brought renewed attention to the matter and certainly contributed to the government finally, reluctantly, agreeing to a statutory inquiry. Musk's interventions unfailingly anger the legacy of political and media establishments, and his comments, are not taken well by people like the British Prime Minister, who accused Musk earlier this year of lies and misinformation, slinging of mud, while an intervention in German politics saw him decried as completely unacceptable by the German Chancellor. Well, again, here's the thing that's, I guess, additionally troubling. They would rather not have him speak. In other words, his opinion, nobody's opinion should lack validity based on whether you agree with it or not.
Right.
You know? And so, he's hitting on a very sensitive subject. But I think if you talk to enough people that actually live in England and especially in London, this story of unfettered immigration, like we saw here over the last 4 years, doesn't always turn out very well. Not very well at all, in fact. So he's saying a British civil war is inevitable, and he says it's already really begun quietly, but it's just the other side for right now. We'll see. President Trump said he's cutting tariffs on Chinese imports by 10% after meeting with President Xi, citing progress on trade, fentanyl, and rare earth exports. President Donald Trump on Thursday said he will cut tariffs on Chinese imports. So this kind of taking the speculation out of the relationship and how the whole tariffs are impacting China and our relationship with them and all that, I think some of that tension and concern has eased up quite a bit. Of course, nothing is all carved out in stone yet, but it looks like it is a step in the right direction for both countries. And remember, we're going to have to kind of do the baby step thing. You know, it'd be nice to be able to, basically shun them as a trading partner. But it would almost be, nearly suicidal for us to do such because we're not in a position. to produce the things we need. And, you know, man, I mean.
But we need to get there.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But like I say, baby steps, because, you know, you got to be prepared to fill in those gaps. And there's just too many gaps. But but it's being worked on under President Trump. He's been pushing for that. Hey, this is not a good story, but it's a story nonetheless, and it does involve a Florida man. He's been found guilty of shooting and killing his pregnant girlfriend, and the motive as to why appears to be because she refused to get an abortion. Donovan Faison, 23, convicted of first-degree murder, killing an unborn child, and burglary, and he could face a death penalty. Faison began the death penalty phase of his trial on Wednesday, accused of shooting 18-year-old Kaylin Fiengo in the head as she sat in her car at Coastline Park in Sanford. Faison was arrested 10 months later for the murder of her and her unborn baby, after investigators found evidence indicating he lured her to the park to kill her. Investigators with the Seminole County Sheriff's Office discovered text messages between Faison and Fiengo showing he was upset about her pregnancy. Fiengo first told him she was pregnant by sending him a picture of positive pregnancy tests. He responded by accusing her of lying, followed by abortion and explanation points after him. Anyway, it's a sad, sick story.
That is sad.
And now he's either going to spend life in prison or he's going to have a meeting with old Sparky.
Yeah.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Plenty more to talk about. 9 o'clock stretch coming up in a few minutes. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday, 8:50, Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Hey, we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast, have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe. You probably remember somebody who was very busy with the radio station, advertised, and she was also friends with many of us. Real estate agent Darlene Pafalo has passed away at the age of 83. She will definitely be missed.
Oh,
we always loved our interaction with Darlene. She called in very, very often.
Oh, yeah.
She was a big advocate for animals and loved her cats.
Mm-hmm.
She was the perfect realtor.
She was. That was
and,
clever.
And, yeah. And she was concerned about property rights and fairness and you know, all kinds of stuff. But we really liked her, and she will be missed. And yeah, she kind of she retired, so she wasn't advertising, and so our interactions with her were limited. And then you figure, well, she's retired now; she's not tied down to working.
Yeah,
probably doing some traveling. I know she had family in Pennsylvania and stuff. So kind of really. I lost touch to some extent. And it was actually Betsy Papine who texted me this morning and shared the news with me. And then, of course, I looked it up. And, yeah, it's an obituary. And she passed away, age 83.
Yeah. Well, you know, the irony is a couple of things. One, just a couple of days ago, somebody was asking me about her because they hadn't heard her call in a long time. And then Bob and I were talking off the air. Maybe it was Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
Going, you know, I usually would see her car out and about. She had a green Cadillac that you just couldn't miss. Had all these stickers all over it and that kind of thing. So you knew it was her. And I'm like, no, I haven't seen it. And usually I would. And I thought, well, you know, maybe she's just slowing down a little more than we expected. And so, yeah, we loved it when she called. We always knew she always had something to say. Yeah, definitely. Well, and your background with her, you had kind of a surprise, I guess, in a sense of when you re-met her as an adult, I guess is how I could say it.
Yeah, I met her years ago. I was in high school working at the local golf gas station in Port Charlotte, Florida. And she was a regular customer there, her and her husband at the time, who was a state representative for a while, too. He ran, at least. So they had an account because they were in the real estate business even back then. And I remember her coming in, and you know, she was always dressed to the nines and stuff.
Of course, yes.
And interacting with her was always very friendly, very nice. Of course, she didn't really know me.
You're the kid at the gas station.
I just remember the name because I had to write it on the ticket, you know. That was the account. And then came up here to Gainesville, Florida, many years later, and ran into her. And I said, did you used to live in Port Charlotte? And, yeah, we hit it off right
That's
from the
funny.
Get-go. And but she'll definitely be missed. She was a wonderful person, a wonderful personality.
83, right?
Is that what
Yeah, she had a great life. She lived life.
Yeah, and she loved her cats. There's no doubt about
goodness.
It.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah. All right. Kind of sad news.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she will be missed.
Oh, yeah.
She's already missed. Like you said, somebody's asking about it. Hey, I never heard her call in anymore.
Yeah.
It's 8:54 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Hey, we got a special guest going to give us a heads up about a charity golf tournament that is coming to the area. It's coming rather soon, so I want you to stick around into the 9 o'clock hour for that for sure. And Tuesday, during an appearance on Fox News, the Ingram angle, Trump Borders Art Tom Homan reacted to U.S. District Court Judge Sarah Ellis ordering ICE officials to seek her approval for law enforcement measures related to immigration. Ellis's mandate was supported, of course, by Governor J.B. Pritzker, who Homan suggested should be required to wear a Border Patrol uniform to understand the challenges ICE agents face. Mm. Now, wouldn't that be something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you go out there. You wear the uniform, you see how you are treated, and you're treated this way because of the very things that you have said.
Right.
Raising up this level of rhetoric and creating extremely dangerous situations for ICE agents that are just doing the job that they've been, you know, sworn to do, following the rules and laws set forward by Congress. Tom, this judge issued a warning, Laura Ingram said, and by the way, welcome, good to see you, issued a warning that if agents are using this dispersant, they better be able to back it up. And if they can't, they'll lose that. What exactly could happen if Bovino and those agents hadn't dispersed that crowd as they did? You heard the threats. What could have happened? He said, look, Border Patrol agents could be hurt. They could be killed. You know, first of all, it's a radical decision made by a radical judge. DOJ will appeal it, and we'll get beyond this. However, here's what should happen. The judge, Governor Pritzker, Mayor Johnson, should put on Border Patrol uniforms just for one shift. Come out there and stand there with the men and women of the Border Patrol and ICE and see how you're going to respond. Look, Border Patrol agents, they train very well on the use of force continuum. They don't go from 0 to 100. They don't. There's no use of force on peaceful protesters. But when they impede them, when they threaten them, when they assault them, they trespass, use of force is used to make someone comply to the highest level as needed. The death, an action, a death threat, or a serious bodily injury. So these agents are very well trained. Even back in 84, he said, when I went to the academy, you were well trained in crowd control, riot control. These are the best trained men and women when it comes to riot control and crowd control, and they're doing exactly what they're trained to do. So, yeah, just say, hey, walk around in our uniform for a while and see how it feels.
Yeah.
The 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next. Special guest Kathy Ray is going to be with us, and we'll explain why she's here next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.